Hello.
Hello.
This is James.
Hi, James. How are you doing? This is Sasha from LD Weddings.
Hi. I didn't catch your name.
Sasha. My name is Sasha Barber from LD Weddings.
Sasha.
I'm the project manager. Sasha.
Uh-huh.
How
nice to
you
meet
doing
you,
today?
Sasha.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm doing very
Thank
well.
You're doing very well. Glad to hear that. So, do you
Yeah,
have
I was just sitting
minutes?
On the patio. Yes,
Sorry.
I do. I said I'm just sitting out on the patio, enjoying the weather.
Enjoying the weather. I'm so glad that you are. I hope you have a good
yeah.
day ahead as well. So, James, my name is Sasha. As I told you, I'm your project manager. I will be your sole, you know, like point of contact. And today we will
uh-huh.
be, you know, filling out the form for your book cover. So, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and about the book?
Wow.
I got the script. I got the book that you sent us to the team, and I think it's beautifully written. The poems are very, very beautifully written, and I'm really sure that it's going to touch a lot of hearts like it did mine. So, yeah, can you just tell me how did you, you know, like, write it, and what was the,
well,
you know, like...
It all kind of started. I broke
yeah.
my neck back in 1981.
Okay.
When I was 19.
Okay.
And I went back to junior college,
okay.
and I took a creative writing course.
Oh.
I had never written a thing before.
Oh, so this is your first. This is your first draft.
That was my
writer?
Yeah. I took that course back then, and
okay.
I fell in love with writing, and I started out writing song lyrics.
Oh. So do you have any books in the market, or this is going to be the first one?
No, this would be my first one.
And I must say, if, you know, like for the first time, if you're writing the book for the very first time, and if you're like publishing it in the market for the very first time, I think it's going to be a great sell, because the words, the choice of words, and you know, the idea and the thoughts are very well written, and it's beautiful, I must say.
Well, I hope you're right.
Don't just hope. I'm sure it's going to be one of its kind.
Okay. Yeah, so like I said, I'm a quadriplegic. I've lived in Michigan most of my life.
Oh.
I've lived in Arizona.
And how old are you, if I may ask?
I'm 61.
Don't,
I am 61.
Don't. No. I mean, like, you sound a lot younger than 61. I mean, like, I thought that you must
yeah.
be like, somewhere around, like, 50, 55. That's it.
No, I'm 61. I was born in 61.
Oh, you were born in 61, and now you're, like, 61. And what do you do if you are comfortable to telling me that?
What do I do? Well, I can't drive anymore, so I'm kind of homebound that way. But
okay.
I like to write every day. I'm addicted to writing. I write every day. I try to.
I can tell by the way you've written the book. I can tell that you're very much
you
into writing.
And you can tell the years. There's a wide
yeah.
span in years. So
yeah.
I just picked out one that I thought would be good
yeah.
for a book that other people would enjoy reading.
And what about what are your hobbies? What about the family? And, you know, like, how do you manage stuff for yourself?
I have a cast around me that helps. And, I have a lot of good friends, and a lot of people are pulling for me.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. That's nice. If you have any questions for me, you can go ahead and ask.
Okay, so anytime I need to ask you anything, I will call you.
Okay, that's nice. I like it.
That,
so
is that the way you want?
Sorry?
Is that what I do if I have questions, I call you?
Yeah, sure. Anna and I'm the project manager. I'm your, respective project manager, and Anna is your accountant.
Okay.
So Anna is not in the office right now. So I was supposed to call you
okay.
today and get the get the paperwork done so we can start working on the book, because we have to design your book cover and we have to get the editing done. So for the editing, the team will cater all the queries on their own, and for the book cover, we need to know what you exactly want for the book cover, right? We need whatever idea you have in mind so that we can
I like the design I have on the cover now, but
okay.
I haven't pictured anything else in my mind.
So
I don't know
have,
if you have.
Do you have any will you be choosing the same title of the book as it is right now, or do you want to get a change or something else? Do you have any idea? Do you have some title?
No.
No.
No, I wrote the title like that because I thought it kind of had that.
For the book cover questionnaire, we need to know the title of the book and then your name. Your name is Mr. James.
James Younger.
Mr. James Younger. And your genre will be poetry.
Poetry.
Right?
Poetry.
Okay, I know quite a lot for your book, right? Okay, do you have any idea, do you have any specific size in the mind that you want your book to be, the book of 6x8, 9 or 8x11, something like that.
I don't read a lot, so I don't really know book sizes, but it wouldn't be 8.5x11. It'd have to be a smaller.
I think 8x11. Yeah. Well, how about we go for the standard size if you think it's right. You think?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just...
Yeah, whatever you think is best, I guess.
Since it's a poetry book and you have written poems in it, so I think it's going to be fine if we do it on the standard size.
Standard size?
Yeah, standard size. Sounds good?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Do you have any specific title, font, or any preference that you want on the book cover?
I like the font I have now. If you wanted to send me a couple that you think might be, better.
Okay. I think what we're going to do is we design one or two book covers that we think will look good according to the genre and the script that you have sent us, right? So if you approve of it, if you approve the book covers that we, our team has designed for you, we're going to go with it. If you want any further changes in the book cover, we'll get it done. No matter how many changes, no matter how many times you want it to be changed, we can get it done for you. So for a rough idea for a mock design, I'll send you one or two book covers that we will be designing according to
what
we have received from your side. Once we're done with filling out this form, I'll share the form with my team who's going to design a book cover for the book, right? So when I'll send it to you, you can have a look. You can see if you like it. We are going to finalize that. Otherwise, we will be changing it according to whatever changes you want us to make, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah, like I said, this is my first book.
Don't worry. With your with your instructions and briefs, we are going to make it what exactly is in your mind right now. So do you have any specific like book cover style? Is it going to be image based or, you know, like illustration based or anything else?
Yeah, I was thinking something maybe in the background that would be kind of.
So that's going to be.
I don't know how you describe madness, but.
You have described madness.
Yeah, I don't know how you really describe it, but if you had a background that you could work into it.
Okay.
But
so.
I don't know what that would be.
Let's make two book covers. One is going to be a image based, and one is going to be a illustration based. So whichever
okay.
you like, we're gonna finalize that. I'll send you both, and if you feel like whichever you like, we are going to, you know, like work on that.
Okay.
Okay. So if it's image based, would you like to have it on the book cover? What would you like to have on the book cover? Okay, so if we're going for the image-based book cover, right? So what would you like to have on the book cover? And a up-close human-based, you know, like your picture on the front, or maybe some object, or maybe like a full human figure, or some landscape, animal nature, symbolism, something like that?
Yeah, I would say some kind of landscape, maybe.
Landscape, cityscape,
yeah.
Nature, right?
Yeah.
Nature. Let's make it nature as well. Okay?
Sure.
Let's keep our options open. So, you know, whatever suits
yeah.
the best for the book cover, we're going to go for it.
Okay.
Okay? So, if, you know, if I ask you, do you have any preference for the all-over design? If you want the book cover to be elaborated, you know, like, details and stuff, and if you want it to be a minimalistic one, you know, like with less details and a little bit low-key.
Yeah, maybe more low-key with more of the Moments of Madness title.
Okay, I think we're going to go for minimalistic, right?
Right.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, any
yeah.
specific element that you want in your book, like on the book cover or anything? Like?
No, I don't need my photo or
okay.
you could put a little biography on it. But
we can do it for the back cover. We can, you know, like your,
yeah.
Your biography, we are going to like, you're going to send it to us. You'll have to send it to us so that we can put it on the back cover.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that. I can write a biography.
You haven't wrote any biography as of yet?
I haven't written one, but I can.
Okay, then whenever you get time, just, you know, just write some biography. So, you know, like we can edit on the back cover.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be okay.
Yeah. Whenever you get time, like whenever in a day or two, or maybe
yeah.
over the weekend, whenever you have time, just write it down and send it to me so, you know, I can
yeah.
pass it on to the team.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll leave
you're kind of overwhelming me.
Why?
I'm kind of overwhelmed. I don't know. It's a lot of decisions.
What is overwhelming? Am I asking you too much questions or maybe...
No.
Then with, like,
no,
if you can talk about it, it would be great.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be great.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, let me write up a bio.
Okay.
And I'll send it to the Illinois address.
Sure. I mean, like the one where you have sent the book.
The book, yeah.
Yeah, you can send it over there, and we'll us. We can. I'll send it to the team, and then we can get it done. Whenever you
okay.
can, whenever you have time, because right now we'll be working on the front cover. So whenever you get time, you can write the author's bio and then send it to me. So don't be overwhelmed. There is, you know, I have no intentions to make you feel overwhelmed about it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do that. Yes.
Are you there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. James, do you have any specific color palette in your mind for the front cover? For the book cover?
Oh, no.
No,
I haven't given it that much thought.
Okay, so let me give you some options that we have, and then we can, you know, like work on it accordingly, because obviously your approval means a lot to us. Once you approve of things, we can then only we can like start working on it.
Okay.
Okay, so we have red, we have orange, we have blue, we have black, like any color that you think, like pastels and neutrals and dark colors.
Yeah, I think red to black.
Red and black.
Would be a good red and black.
Okay.
Darker tones.
Yeah. Darker tones? I'll just make it like darker tones.
Yeah.
Okay. You...
It's got to say crazy. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Whatever we come up with, it's got to say crazy, or it's got to say, not say it, but it's got to, the picture's got to say crazy, you know. Because it is called Moments of Madness. And
I'm sure it's going to come out really nice.
Yeah, we can work. We talk about that later.
Sure.
But go ahead.
What do you want?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you have any, do you have the access to email? Can you like use the mail?
Yeah.
Easily? You can.
I can email.
Okay, you can email. If you can.
I'm not near a place I can write it down though.
No, I'm asking you if you can. Okay, if you can share a few reference designs that you want on, you know, like that you similarly want your book cover to be designed as, that would be great.
Okay.
If you can share a reference design that is in your mind for the book cover, it would be great for us to, you know, like, see what we have to design. And then, you know, when your imagination and our designs come together, I think it's going to be a great product.
Okay.
Okay, whenever you have time. There's no rush.
No.
Okay.
Hello?
Whenever you have time, send it to me. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. So whenever you have time,
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah. So, you know, whenever you can share a few reference designs for the book cover, it would be great. And if you can't, that's completely fine as well. We can work, you know, like whatever we can see in the book that you have sent us. And then we can, like, take the idea from the book and the script and the form that we have filled out and the color scheme and everything, we'll make a product for you that will definitely match up with your imagination.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hoping to get more of your input than mine, but I'll do what I can.
Okay, perfect. That's completely okay. If you can tell me a little bit of, you know, like the book description, since I know it's a poetry and it's like back in, you know, back in when you have this little incident and then...
I call it storied poetry.
Story and
it's
a poetry like...
That, storied, S-T-O-R-I-E-D. Storied poetry.
Storied.
They're like stories. Yeah, they're poetry, but they're like stories. You know?
Yeah, I get it. So, you know, like, your book is a poetry book, but which, like, again, some poetries do have stories. So you would describe this as a poetry book that has a story, right?
A story poetry, yeah.
Yeah, I think I got it.
Yeah, storied.
Yeah, it's a storied poetry, the one that has, like, some background to it. So what are you naming the book?
Moments of Madness. That's going to be the name of the book.
Moments to Madness.
Moments of Madness.
Moments of Madness.
Yes.
Okay, by James Younger. Okay, perfect.
I can't hear.
Okay, I think yeah. Okay, so we're gonna make it on the standard size, and we're gonna use like both image and illustrations. The curl, it's going to be with some landscape and city-based nature, you know, theme, and we're gonna keep it minimalistic, along with the tones to be darker, on the darker side.
Yeah.
And the book cover description would be like a storied poetry, right?
Yeah.
I've got everything right.
Titled Moments of Madness.
And the name of the book is Moments of Madness.
Yes.
Perfect name.
Yeah, so kind of have that tone to it. Yeah, that madness, Moments of Madness.
Moments of Madness. And that's a great name.
The reader will get it right away because the first page I described how I came up with that.
I think so, it's a great name. It's a great name.
Okay.
I love the name. So, James, is there anything that you would like to ask me or you would like to know?
I'm sure something will come up, but I need to get you my biography, right?
Yes, you do. I'll send you
an email.
You'll send me an email. Yeah, I'll send you my email address, and then you can, you know, like, send me a message whenever you can, and, you know, like, whenever you have time.
Yeah.
And you can talk to me anytime you want.
All right. It's Tasha.
Yes, my name is Tasha.
Tasha. It's a pretty name.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It means a lot.
Well, okay. Well, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
And I'll wait to get your email.
Yes, I'm just sending you the email right away. And so, okay, also, we will be getting back to you with the book cover within like 48 to 72 hours, okay?
Okay.
Is that good?
Sounds good. Yeah, sounds good, Tyson.
Okay, perfect. I'll be waiting for the author's bio.
Okay, I will get that over to you.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you have a good night.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Sir. Bye-bye.